On Brockville's Move 104.9.
This is the fifth and final Meet the Candidates on our show this week, and it is Roberta Abbott from the Liberal Party. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
I'm going to give you the first minute to talk and talk about yourself if you want.
Sure, absolutely. So I live in Gananoque. I've been here for about 12 years. My husband and I moved here when we were posted to CFB Kingston. He's in the military, and I was working for the Department of National Defense as a civilian intelligence analyst. During that career, I did that for about 15 years. I did a tour in Afghanistan, and then I decided to switch gears and return to school and became a psychotherapist. While living here in GAN, I've been on town council, which was a really interesting experience doing politics at the municipal level. One of the things I learned from that is it taught me the importance of all three levels of government working together, which is, you know, one of the important ways we sustain some of the small towns and villages in our riding. I chose to run in this election because, as the Liberal Party, I'm very proud of our government's response to the pandemic and our record overall. I know the last 18 months have been incredibly hard for most everyone and certainly tragic for so many, and it could have been much worse. I've heard from businesses around the riding that they were able to avoid bankruptcy because of the supports that they received. And we helped people pay their rent and buy their groceries and, most importantly, got people vaccinated. The other reason I'm running is because I think politics has become far too adversarial and aggressive. We're seeing a lot of examples of that around the riding with the way people's signs are being defaced and destroyed and awful things that are said on social media. And as a woman, that's not going to intimidate me into staying out of politics. I think we need more diversity. But ultimately, I would like to be the member of parliament for this riding who spends as much time as possible listening to and responding to the needs of people in this riding.
Okay.
I believe that's...
Great, thank you. All right, so as you're touring around the riding, what is the number one issue that residents are telling you about?
Well, you know, Bruce, I get this kind of question a lot in sort of interviews and things, and I don't really like to speak about a single issue because I think that even though we're a small slice of Ontario and so even a smaller slice of Canada, it's a really diverse riding. So what matters to a single mom in Brockville is different from a farmer in TLTI or a cottager in Rideau Lakes or a business person in any of the municipalities. There are some issues that are consistently talked about, like the high cost of housing, gaps in internet and cell coverage around the riding, and climate change is on everyone's minds. The first two are, you know, represent barriers to employment, along with issues like transportation and training and wages, and especially childcare. And climate change is just simply urgent for all of us. It affects our livelihoods, of people on the river system, the safety of our homes and properties, affects how farmers can judge planting and harvesting, and people whose health and housing makes them vulnerable to extreme weather. So, I mean, those are some of the key issues. But I think just one, there isn't one blanket issue that affects everybody, unless you wanted to say generally health and well-being.
The Liberal Party has helped workers stay at home. Now we have a problem. Nobody wants to go to work. How can the Liberal Party reverse the course and get people back to work?
You know, I think, you know, the way that you've asked the question suggests that people don't want to work, and that has never been my experience, just in the variety of jobs that I've had personally and my work as a psychotherapist. I think people do want to work, but they want to work safely. So, I mean, we have been... first of all, so we have to continue to end the pandemic and get people vaccinated. We're seeing the numbers starting to go back up again. And so we need to make sure that everyone is vaccinated so that frontline workers in essential and non-essential businesses can feel safe in their workplace. And I mean, the CERB essentially represents less than minimum wage. So there are other reasons why maybe people are not returning to work as quickly as people would like them. And we need to really figure out what's going on with that. In the Canada Recovery Hiring Program provided eligible employers with up to 50% of the remuneration to their employees. And that is going on until, you know, the middle of November. So, you know, the wage subsidy helped businesses to keep and rehire their workers. And according to Leeds Grenville Business Survey, more than 50% of the businesses said that their business is either adjusting or maintaining status quo or growing. 40% said their businesses are struggling but still managing, and only 10% said that they may not make it through. So, I mean, I think that speaks pretty well for our economy's health in this riding specifically. So, you know, if people are perhaps not returning to low-hour minimum wage jobs in the numbers that we're expecting, then maybe we need to figure out what are the other barriers to employment for them, and, you know, how can we help employers more to ensure that those people have the working conditions and the wages and the safety that they need in order to, you know, to want to be back in those positions.
All right. I've asked each of the candidates this question. It's about housing. We know there's a shortage of housing in our area, but not only here, but across the country. What is the Liberal plan to help with housing?
Well, we are taking some immediate measures to try to cool off the housing market, because that is part of the problem. Because in addition to a lack of sort of affordable housing, or people being inadequately housed, people are moving in from urban areas and finding that, you know, that the cost of housing here is high as well. So we are reducing the ability of foreign buyers and speculators to make money from the purchase and sale of housing that ought to go to first-time home buyers and low-income home buyers. We're creating a home buyer's bill of rights and trying to help help renters become owners by having a tax-free first-time home buyer savings account. And we're exploring a rent-to-own program. So, I mean, there's a variety of ways to just help people who are dealing with the high cost overall. But also, you know, we have a national housing strategy that we've launched over 1,200 projects across the country to help over a million people find homes. And our plan is to construct 100,000 homes, adding 20,000 affordable units. But even just like right here in Brockville, the former site of the St. Vincent de Paul Hospital, we've worked with the province to invest $2 million to build 88 units of affordable housing. So, I mean, that's amazing news right there.
Absolutely.
No,
I just said absolutely. That's good news.
Yeah. The Canada Housing Benefit is a joint federal-provincial housing allowance that assists people with affordable rental housing, and Ontario is the first province to sign on to that bilateral agreement with a joint investment of up to $1.4 billion over 9 years. So, I mean, that's, since that program was launched, over 5,200 Ontario households have been approved for assistance. So, I mean, we're working at both ends of the scale to help people deal with affordable and inadequate housing, and at the other end to try to reduce just the high cost overall and bring down the overheated housing market.
Why is Justin Trudeau the leader, the best leader to lead this country out of the pandemic and continue to be the leader?
I think that we have seen through the pandemic his leadership, as well as the overall leadership of the party. The Prime Minister and our government were clear with Canadians on how we'd proceed. We'd have their backs financially, and we'd get them vaccinated to protect their health. And we've delivered on that, and we'll continue to do that as long as is necessary. We've been working with the provinces, territories, business, and international partners as well to keep Canadians safe and supported. And, you know, we've seen that Canada has emerged as a world leader in that, in terms of protecting the health of our citizens. But, you know, more important than this, and specific to this riding, we're the party that creates the supports that sustain people. We believe in a hand up, not a handout. We believe in helping people to realize their goals and have a sense of purpose, such as helping young people to be able to afford childcare so they can work, and helping students reduce their debt, helping seniors live more independently. It's a case of finding out what people need by really listening to them and responding to those needs in ways that creates the social and economic infrastructure that sustains them and helps them move forward. I mean, it's right there in the slogan, right? Forward for everyone. It's not a case of moving back and doing things in a way that previously haven't worked. It's a case of being innovative. And, you know, and I think that that's one thing that the Prime Minister has definitely shown, is that he's innovative. He was the first guy to insist on a 50% female cabinet. And, you know, and when people, you know, heckled him on that, he's like, you know, this is well overdue. You know, so it's looking at ways to do things differently for people and help them to have the choices they need and keep moving forward.
All right, Roberta, I will give you the last minute to talk to the voters of Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, Rideau Lakes.
Sure. Well, this has been an incredible experience so far, being out talking to people. I've I've heard from people that they aren't they don't really feel heard, and they aren't necessarily getting the response and the help that they need. So I would like to be a member of parliament who shares your values and puts the people of Leeds, Granville, Thousand Islands, and Rideau Lakes first. I believe as voters you deserve someone who's in your riding as much as possible, who's listening to you, who understands your needs. I mean, I, as a psychotherapist, I listen to people for a living, so it is something I'm well trained at. And I want to be a member of parliament who takes your message to Ottawa and not the other way around. I hope that from this morning you know a little bit more about me and where I stand on some of the important issues. I think, you know, we're still facing some incredible challenges with overcoming the pandemic, and you know, we have been there to support you through this so far, and we will continue to do that for as long as that is necessary. And that's a big concern for me, is that we continue that process to getting everyone through this for their health and their safety and their economic well-being.
Excellent.
So I hope that you will consider voting for me on Monday, September 20th.
Great. Roberta Abbott, thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
And good luck.
Thanks.
Roberta Abbott representing the Liberal Party. That's it. We've met all five of the candidates. You can watch and listen to their interviews at our website at move1049.ca. Roberta's included in a few minutes. And then make your decision and vote Monday. It is your democratic right.